Blog Talk Radio.
Now there's the music we like.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio. This is our 544th Blog Talk Radio show, so check us out here in our interviews. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and also on iTunes and on Spotify. I am Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter. We have Diva Carrie with us. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, I'm at Diva Abdul.
Okay, and we have Jen with us. Hi, Jen.
Hello, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And we have Miss Anna here tonight. Hi, Anna.
Hello. Hello, I'm at Pazzi Hooch on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, and also be sure to check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Also at Teo Penglis. And at Lauren Coslow, and at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. So everybody got to watch the show. I know Anna, you said you got to watch the Kate parts.
Right. I didn't get to.
No.
No, I was trying to, but I didn't get to that.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
I was trying to finish up last week, and then I ran out of time.
Okay.
Oh well.
That's okay. Yeah, so we had, we can start backwards. And
I did see one clip of Kate, so I could report on that. That's all. I've only seen the one clip.
Well, the big thing was in the last two days of the show, like Thursday and Friday, we had the return of Bo and Hope, Christian Alfonso and Peter Reckle. Yeah, so they kind of made their appearances, saw a short thing of Bo on Thursday, and then both of them were on Friday. So we had, but most of those shows last two were the whole setup for them coming back and the three ladies and the, they got out of their tubes. Well,
their pods.
Actually, I think the last time we saw was what Megan took Kate away and was going to do that experimental injection into her. So Marlene and Kayla were kind of like, oh, where's she at? So they're trying to figure a way out. So I don't know. Did you see any of that part of Kate?
I just saw the scene mm-hmm. Miranda sent me the clip where she, where Megan says, "Do you have anything else to say?" or something like that. Make it quick or something.
Uh-huh.
And she said, and I guess Kate was supposed to be, her hands were supposed to be tied. And
right.
Kate, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody was saying hello, so I was trying to figure out. So Kate says something like, I can say it all in one sentence. You didn't tie my hands tight enough together or something like that. So she got loose and she like, oh, I forget her line. It was so good. Something about something, bitch.
Golden Girl.
I can't remember what it was. It was so funny. I'm sorry. I'm blinking out now. I should have looked at it before we called in. But it was great. It was classic badass Kate. I loved it.
Yeah.
So.
She knocked her out. Boom. She locked Megan out. I had a laugh, and she said she kept calling Kate. You know you are a pain in the ass. She kept telling Kate. Kate goes, I know. I'm not surprised. People have probably told me that before. So, but anyway, yeah. It was good. Yeah, she did.
Right.
Yeah, Does anybody remember how she knocked her out? Did she hit her with something? Or
she just punched her?
Okay.
Did she punch her? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to remember. Okay. I'm there. Well,
her last sentence was, you didn't tie my hands tight enough or something. So, you know.
Right, and then,
and then it's something about something bitch. And oh man, I'll have to look that up. I can't remember what it was, but anyway, it was funny.
Yeah. So I guess the whole idea was for her to try it out on Kate, because I guess it was supposed to be more something that she had it, because you could die. You know, I guess it was supposed to be for Megan, too, I guess, to give her another, I don't know, maybe it was like a second shot. Or I think she was trying to do it for her and for Bo. She wanted to see if it was going to work. Mm-hmm. I guess that was the whole idea, taking the three ladies, I guess. Mm-hmm. I still can't figure out why she needed all three of them to do that. I don't know. And she picked Kate instead of the other two. I don't know if the other two mm-hmm. was just for, I don't know, but I suppose she's the one, of course, she took them and
everything. Well, probably
and everything,
because
but.
The other two are... have familiar connections to Marlena and Kayla, so you know.
Right.
Whereas
yeah.
Kate,
yeah.
I mean, Bo knows Kate, but if Megan really cares about Bo, she'd be less likely to want to take out the other two first, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
So we had. Yeah. So we had Kate. So now Kate's ready to. You know, she wants to escape. You know, so she.
Uh-huh.
Figures her way out, and she gets out and opens the door, and that's when she like runs into Bo. Not kind of how it ended Thursday. We could just see his face, like there he is.
Yep.
Wow.
And then they had this conversation.
I think it's cool
back
that Kate
and
got
forth.
To see him. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, but there was I thought there'd be a mention about Billy or something, but nothing was real. I don't think so. I don't remember that. Maybe more so next week or something. But they were talking, and
there was a mention yesterday.
Was there?
Of Billy.
Okay,
yeah.
Of Billy. Okay, because that's probably why. Because she's trying to convince Bo. Because Bo was, you thought Bo was like trying to help her, because he kept telling her, "No, we have to go this way. We have to go through that door." And she didn't.
Yeah.
You know, that was the only way out, through that door. So finally, Kate gave in, and they go through the door, and here he's actually helping Megan. Oh, Megan, wake up, wake
Uh-oh.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, here we go. She probably has him brainwashed, thinking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then he turns the gun on. Yeah, he turns the gun on. Yeah, he turns the gun on Kate. So Kate's trying to talk her way, you know, telling, you know, Bo, like they know each other, and trying to explain
things to him.
She's married
to his brother. She's married to his brother now.
Yeah. So I guess, and that's probably when, I guess, Billy was mentioned. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we have the other two ladies trying to. Oh, Kayla said about picking a lock or something.
Yeah.
And that Steve had showed her. I don't know if anybody else saw it on Twitter, but some of the Darlena fans were complaining because that was a John and Marlena story and not a Steve and Kayla story. I don't. Did anybody see that? I'm there. Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, they were complaining, I guess John had showed Marlena how to do that in one of their storylines. But then again, probably Steve showed Kayla how to do that. So she was, yeah. So she was picking the lock. And then in the meantime, John and Steve are there. And so they're picking the lock. And you kind of think that they're going to open the door to each other.
Yeah,
but that wasn't the case. So I don't know if anybody else wants to take it from there.
I guess I have to watch the show to figure out how the brain trust found where they were.
Oh yeah, well we could talk about that. The way it was with Steve. Yeah, the way they ended up at this place where was anyway where Steve and
right.
Yeah, he went to D. to talk to Andrew, who works for the ISA. You know, that's his nephew and blah, blah, blah. I had to explain to my aunt who this person was. Andrew, who's this? Remember, you know, because she's just, oh, another one. Yeah, she tries, it's hard for her to keep these people straight.
Yeah.
And I said, that's Kayla's sister's son.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Kimberly
and then she had no idea who Paul was. John? John has another son. So I had to explain. And I said, and this is another gay couple. I had to explain that to her too. So anyway.
Who's Paul with right now?
Andrew.
Well, Andrew Donovan.
Oh. Oh.
Shane's
okay.
son. Shane and Kimberly's son.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, see, they were on, and see, she didn't watch Beyond Salem either.
Oh,
so
Beyond
it could be confusing to people if they didn't
mm-hmm.
see the Beyond Salem
mm-hmm.
setup and everything. So, but that's how Steve came to Andrew
gotcha.
To, yeah. And he didn't want to give up any names or anything or because they thought they were still compromised, John and Steve, because they were brainwashed over there. And so anyway, so he just tells Steve, oh, well, I have to go get a sandwich. And, but, you know, my computer's up here, but, you know.
Yeah. I'll
don't
get you a coffee.
Yeah. But don't look at it. So that's kind of where that's how Andrew. And then what John was with, Paul came to see him, and they were talking about the I guess Paul and him broke off their relationship because it was a long-distance one. But then Andrew ended up at the door. And so now they're together. Now, whether they come back to Salem or not, or they were just on for this little bit, I don't know if they're coming back or not. Did anybody hear?
I'm not sure.
They are? Yeah, okay. So what does then, oh, then, so what Bo, I mean, when Steve and John went through the door, they actually found Hope.
Yeah.
So it was Hope because she's been investigating Megan. So they found her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marlena and Kayla found Dr. Rolfe came in. So what's anybody think? Anybody want to take it from there or what they thought of the whole thing with Bo and Hope returning? Anybody like it or not like it?
I'm just hoping he's not brainwashed for long.
Oh. You mean with Meg, for Megan liking
yeah.
it, you know? Yeah. So. I don't know anything. Carrie, what did you think? Or?
They're huh? being brainwashed. I'm like, really, again?
Yes.
I mean, we just went through that.
Oh, okay.
We just went through that with Stefan. I think Bo's been brainwashed before, and John's been brainwashed, and Steve's been brainwashed, and, you know, it's easier to count who hasn't been brainwashed. And yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I'm afraid it's going to be a big disappointment that we're going to, that Bo and Hope are maybe going to reunite at, like, the very end of the storyline when they leave town.
You know,
I'd be curious to see. With,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make one point. What the hell was the deal with Hope didn't know Kayla, Marlena, and Kate were dead?
Yeah,
how did she not know that?
I know. Yes. Isn't she I guess she's not in contact. They did say somehow Sean said he's been trying to contact his mother and can't get a hold
yeah,
of her or
yeah.
something.
She's
I mean,
not
all
answering.
This time? I guess all this time he had no contact with her. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, she had no idea they were dead. And it's been how long? It's been a long time. I don't know.
With the brainwashing thing, I'd like to see a Venn diagram of people who in Salem who have been brainwashed and people who have had fake faces, face masks.
Yes.
You know, and see like who meets in the middle of
yes.
both.
You cannot think logically with days.
For any community, when you try to explain, like, to your aunt the history, it's like I've done that before with somebody, and I'm like, okay, wait, that's just too much. Like, you know, like.
It's too much.
My mom doesn't
sometimes.
Watch the show, but, like, she might see something and ask about it, and I start explaining, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I had to do that with a coworker of mine.
And I mean, we know some of it's just crazy dumb, but it's our story, it's our show, and so we go along with it and we roll our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like sports. We can bitch about it or we can celebrate. It just depends on the day and the episode and the writers. But it's kind of hard when you start explaining it. You're kind of like, I sound like an idiot.
Yeah,
yeah. But my aunt still loves the show. She gets up.
Oh,
she gets up
great.
Early. 6 o'clock. She can't
oh,
wait to see the, what happens next.
Oh, I love it.
And we always
I
have to
that.
Discuss it. So I call her every couple of days.
Oh, that is
also,
so
did you watch
fun.
Days? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I have to
so
explain
fun.
Things to her.
I love
sometimes.
It.
But no,
I love it.
Yeah, but she's
still, well,
I'm
glad you mentioned the Andrew connection because I didn't realize. I just saw him. I saw the scene where he walked into somebody's office in D.C. and I thought, oh, that's how they managed to find mm-hmm. them. He got information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that was Andrew.
Yep.
Did I've heard they're only back for a short time. Like for a short time.
Yeah.
Like they're probably gone already, maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't, does anybody hear anything? Yeah, I don't know.
I like
I have a feeling
Christopher Sean.
Yeah.
The actor. Christopher Sean. I like him.
Yeah. It would have been nice to ask them because I remember both of them were like so adamant that they were not coming back. I mean, they were like done. So, but it's funny
who
how things change. Christian Alfonso.
Oh, those
like
yeah.
she would never.
Well,
she left. She did not leave on good terms, and
I
neither
know.
Did he.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But it's funny. they come back after so long. I bet he's been gone for almost 10 years.
2008,
like
pretty much.
Well, other than the recent scenes.
Oh, 2015, I thought they said he was back last time.
Yeah,
oh, that's
he
when
came
I'm
back,
oh.
and then they killed him off.
Oh, okay.
And then they killed him off, yeah. But anyway, they both look good. I mean, they both look So we have that whole storyline, and I guess that Steve Burton's coming back. Is that, what's his name, Harris?
Harris.
That's one. I didn't
Harris.
Know that character.
Yeah.
He
didn't
got
last very
with
long.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember. Actually, when he was on Days, I don't remember him either. I just remember him from GH as the actor, but I don't remember.
He was involved with Eve Donovan.
See, I don't remember. I remember Eve Donovan, but I don't remember any of that.
They were harassing Nick Corelli.
Okay, yeah. See, I remember Nick, and I remember Eve.
Yeah.
They were just on longer, I guess, too. Yeah.
Just after Harris left, Eve and her friends drove Nick off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know, anything else on that storyline that we're forgetting? Other than,
not really.
Oh, no, Marlena and Kayla were just trying to get out of Rolf who was in that other chamber, and they were thinking it was Stefano that Megan wanted to, you know, they have.
Bring back.
They didn't even think of Bo. No, they didn't even think of Bo. They just think it's. But of course, Rolf's not talking, you know. So I'm sure Hope will run into him sooner or later.
Yeah.
So and the rest of them. Who knows? So that was the big story there. Then we have all the other nonsense that's going on. We have the whole EJ and Stefan poisoning each other or drugging each other, and backfires on EJ in front of Mr. Shin.
Yep.
And he's punches Stefan, and you know, and then he figures it out, like, and Nicole and finally figure it out. Johnny figures it out that he messed everything up.
Yeah.
You know, and then he confronts Stefan. You know, I thought I was helping you, and you just turned around and did that to my dad. And Johnny, just keep your nose. It's funny, they made this truce. Oh, okay, well, we're really not going to work together again. I know, because they're both scheming again to take the other down. So I don't know what they're going to come up with this time. So, you know, this fighting, they just need to get somebody in charge, you know?
Yeah.
But not those two, who knows? They should bring Andre back with Megan and have them two come over and come in and take over. That would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Since these other two are always, all you know, they don't know what, they can't work together, so.
Nope.
Anyway. I don't know, what else? No, we have Joan. I think we have like a little. Do we? Anybody agree that they have a little triangle going on there between Wendy and Johnny and Tripp?
Yep.
Okay. So who likes who with? And I don't know where Chanel's been. I don't know if they're. I guess. And I'm thinking they're trying to get Chanel maybe with Jada's sister.
Yeah.
And that's good. I think, you know, with Johnny, are we going to go that route again? I don't know. So. Does anybody care? No.
Well, I haven't seen enough of it to care.
Yeah.
Jada's sister.
I like Wendy. And I like Wendy with Johnny, and I like Chanel with Johnny. I don't know. I used to like Tripp, but Tripp is just kind of bleh.
There.
I don't know. Anybody think that? Anybody like Tripp? I know we all like Tripp when he first come on.
He's okay.
I'm not a fan. Well, okay. I'm not a fan. But.
Yeah, they kind of need him, though, because you can't just have Johnny being the only 20-year-old on the show.
Yeah.
They kind of need him. But, yeah, I'd rather see him with Wendy, and I think Johnny and Chanel, I think, are just amazing.
They are the better pairing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where they're going. They want to get Wendy with Tripp, so I can see. Because I really, you know, I like Johnny and Chanel too. Why they messed with that, I don't know. But and then we had, I thought it was interesting, Belle and Sloan working together.
Yeah.
Kind of. Or they had to work together to get Eric and Brady off.
Yeah.
I liked their conversation with Brady, Belle and Brady, you know, about Sloan. And Brady's there, oh, yeah, he can see why, like, Eric would, like, Sloan look at her. She's like, Belle was just, rolling her eyes, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
But was that a dumb fly or what? What they did to Stefan? I'm like, seriously?
Oh, Stefan agreed, right, to... Yeah. Didn't he agree to, like, drop the charges?
Yeah.
Or, is that what you mean? Yeah. So because they more or less said, well, look, we got you back with he's not back with Gabby, but he got his memory back. So that's what they were hoping. So it's funny how these writers come up with these ways for all these people to get away with their crimes. No matter who it is and what they did, there's always a way, seems to be a way out.
Yeah, unless it's
no matter fear. And, oh, yeah, Lucas, yeah, he's stuck in jail. He's still in jail. Actually, Vivian is still in jail, too. Vivian Allen is still in jail, too. They never got her out, either. We heard her voice. She's coming back.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, and Lonnie's still in jail.
Yeah, she's still in jail. But all these other ones. Let's see. What does anybody think about Gwen and Alex?
I don't know who I like her with better.
Oh, really? Oh, I like her with Xander, but I don't know. Alex is like, geez, how many is that now, Alex? Just like one right after the
Everyone
other.
Everyone is the age group.
Yeah. So, we have Gwen. I mean, well, I can see why Gwen was upset with Xander. I mean, he's been, he has not been treating her very well. You know, everything's Sarah, Sarah, Sarah.
Yep.
So I guess she's gone now. I think they said they took her names off the credits, but then I read somewhere that she might be back. She's probably going to come back with a baby.
Yep.
Who knows when? I mean, they could always bring her back. Whether they bring her back with the same actress or another one, they can always bring Sarah back, I guess.
And Gwen will probably be pregnant, too.
Oh, yeah. I think she is. Did somebody? I don't know. Who told me that? Did you say something, Carrie, about that? Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was somebody else. I don't know. That Gwen ends up pregnant? No?
Oh, that
I thought
was
I saw
me.
Was it you? I thought. Or was, yeah, and there's a picture.
No.
Of them. Was it you? Okay.
Oh. No, was it me? Oh, I hope
no,
she's
was
not
it you?
Pregnant.
Okay.
I mean, geez, we have Sarah pregnant. Sarah pregnant and leaving town, and we're going to have Gwen pregnant. I mean, do you remember the 80s movie Mickey and Maude with Dudley Moore when he gets two women pregnant at the same time?
Same time. Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, I remember that. And they were both, they both had babies at the same time. He was running back and forth between the rooms or something like that.
Oh, geez.
In that movie?
I don't know if I ever saw that one. Oh, okay.
What was the name again?
Dudley Moore. He was big back in the day.
No, yeah, but what was it? Something
Dudley
and Maude?
Moore.
Mickey and Maude.
Mickey
and Maude.
Right.
Mickey and Maude. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I remember.
Sounds familiar. Huh?
Amy,
you know, that's
Davis
probably where they're going
like
with that.
The actress.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, that's probably where they're going with it, though.
Do you think Xander got them both pregnant? You mean like?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we know Sarah's pregnant, but we don't know yet Gwen. But I mean, she was with Alex, and she was with Xander in the same amount, not that many weeks or days apart, I guess.
We got a legitimate who's the daddy on one end of that equation, and we know who the daddy is, but they're going to lie about who the daddy is on the other end of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then we have good old Neo, who is kind of in the middle of all this, like his best friend Gwen, and he's working with both Gwen and Xander, and he runs back and forth, and he's telling Xander that he saw Gwen with him. I mean, oh, my God. And he's, like, he walks in on Xander, you know, and Xander's half naked, or, like, and he's looking out. Just his comments, like, should write everything down that he says, because I just laugh every time something comes out of his mouth. It's so funny. I don't know who's writing for him. I don't know. Well, those writers are, most of them are gay anyway, so I don't know. I guess that they can relate.
I don't think the Colletons are. They're married to each other.
No, they're not, no. got the head writer who is, so I don't know. But they're making him funny, and it's just the way he, you know, the actor plays.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's a good, good
it's
actor.
So fun.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
they have fun. I'm glad they found a way to kind of keeping him around, you know, and trying to redeem him a little bit, you know, so he can't help but like him.
Yeah, he's kind of like Victor with those lines he gives.
Yeah, well, he's getting the best lines now, for sure. Yeah. So they're always fun to watch. He's fun to watch with Xander, too, or with any guy that guys on there comes in contact with. So, anyway, let's see who else. Gabby and Lee. He's trying his hardest to, like, win her over. Taking her to see the ducks in the museum and getting her steak. And I don't know. She's kind of like, I don't know. After 6 months, do you think they're going to be? She keeps insisting that she's going to, like, wait for Stefan. But
now,
does he
he knows that she lied to him about where she was the week before last or whatever. So is he doing this to be mean now? Like he'll reel her in and then, you know, throw her back in the river or whatever? I mean.
Yeah, well, she more or less
or does he genuinely...
told him. Yeah, well, she more or less told him that when she got caught that she went to Stefan and said that they couldn't be together. And he told her about the clause. If she even thinks about kissing even or cheating on him, then she loses the shares altogether. You know, the deal's over. So she, you know, if he catches her sneaking behind her, his back and everything.
Didn't she already kiss Stefan?
He didn't see that. He saw them together, but they were just talking, and he said, well, I told him that we couldn't, you know, do this, you know, be together or something anymore. So I don't know. But now Gabby wanted to give up all the shares and say, the heck with it, I want to be with you. But Stefan's talking her out of it because he wants the shares. He wants them both, you know. He's all for the power of the company, him and EJ, but they're kind of fun to watch too, going up against each other. It's kind of crazy. But.
Just give the company to Tony. That's it.
That's what I say. Or, yep, just yeah, they can't decide. Like, Chad must be out of it now. I mean, he just,
yeah.
He doesn't, he's with Stephanie now and working with her. So he has, like, really nothing to do with Tamara anymore. And even Johnny does not really have anything to do with it either. So that's why. Like, Megan would be, I think Megan and Andre should come back and work together. But anyway. So, let's see. Is there anything else going on? Well, we did see what Roman and Lucas a little bit in the jail. He was talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was talking to Kate again in the urn. He has, Kate hasn't been talking to him, so he's like trying to get her to talk to him. I said, well, what? She's not dead anymore now. She's not up there, and she's not in heaven or hell or wherever she was at. So she's not talking to him anymore. Okay, Maggie. Okay, we have Maggie, who Xander came. Now Xander's thinking of quitting the spectator, and I don't know, Maggie's kind of thinking of giving him Alex's job. I don't think that's happened yet, but that would be fun to see that happen because Alex would go ballistic. I like both of the characters. I like Xander and I like Alex, so I don't know. So we'll have to see what happens there. Also, we have Ben and Sierra coming back. I don't know when that's going to be. I guess it would be in the next week or so, I guess. I guess Baby Bo. I don't know how old Baby Bo is. Maybe Bo's like 14 now. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Or if they'll even show him, because they don't really show the kids. They don't show kids much anymore except for Rachel.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We do have the news that Peacock renewed Days for 2 years, so that should take them into their 60th year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Nice.
60 years, which is like crazy. A show that has been on for 60 years. So
Unless is celebrating 50 coming up, and GH is celebrating 52.
I saw that. Well, where's GH at? They're up there, too, aren't they? Are they close to 60? Are they
They're celebrating 60.
60, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't they a few years ahead of Days?
They must be a few years ahead then. Yeah, I thought they were on before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. And who knows? They said, Days is in the top 10 on Peacock.
That's
what I heard.
Yeah, somewhere that they said that, too, said something about Days is consistently in the top 10 of shows viewed on Peacock. Now, I don't know what the Peacock pool of viewers is overall.
Right.
But, I mean, at least they're in the top 10. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure aside from the viewers like us that signed up for Peacock, I'm sure that, and let's face it, once you go ad-free, you can't go back. I mean, I did my 1 month trial and then I forgot about it and it dropped off and I'm like, where are all these at? I mean, it wasn't as annoying as the old NBC app, but it was like, why is this going to commercials? And I was like, oh, I got to re-up that.
I have the plan that has a commercial, like a 60-second commercial, so many of them,
it's
real quick. Real quick. It's like 60 seconds, like a minute, and then it plays for a while, and you might have maybe three or four of those or something. It's like way less commercial.
It's a lot better than the NBC app was.
Oh, yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah.
And also the NBC app was really deficient in a lot of ways.
NBC app was not
the viewing.
Good. It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they moved to Peacock in that case. I mean, I don't even know if the NBC app still works. I don't know if they completely got rid of it.
Oh, I don't miss it on NBC at all.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Maybe they built a better platform.
I mean, they built a better platform for Peacock, apparently. I mean, more streaming oriented.
Yeah.
Stuff. Maybe the NBC app probably was never meant for that to be the main thing because it was created a long time ago. But anyway, so I like the way it performs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And
now, once in a while, I'll
do it March Madness.
Streaming.
What, Jen?
Oh.
We're not
March
interrupted
Madness.
With March Madness.
Right, right.
No, you can't get interrupted for anything anymore. You could just, and you could go, you could watch halfway through and somebody, you know, something happens. You can just pause it when you come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you could go back the next mm-hmm. day and you can resume where you left off. So.
Yeah.
My
now,
own, literally
I
my only.
Glitch in mine, but, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that really bothers me is that they don't have the whole library of
Day's episodes online.
Yeah.
That's,
that
no,
would be
that was one thing they talked
or even,
about.
Because that's what they talked
yeah.
about, and so I was expecting that. So I deleted a lot of, I mean, still have a bunch, but I deleted a lot of my episodes thinking, oh, well, I'll be able to see it on the app. And then when I discovered
right.
they were dropping them after a year, I'm like, oh, crap. So I don't know. I'm sure there's some way to find them somewhere, pay for them or something, but I don't know. But that did kind of bug me.
Yeah, the only ones
someday,
they have on there is
even,
the ones
I mean,
since
they
moved.
They should be able to figure out a way to monetize it. I know it has to do with licensing agreements and stuff, but you would think they could figure that all out. I mean, since the owners
mm-hmm.
have been the owners all those years, you know, the same owners. I mean, Corday's family has been the owner
like
all
Corday's.
These years. You
yeah.
would think, you know, and even if they couldn't find some of them or whatever, to say, hey, these are the ones we could find, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
So,
they still
yeah.
have that original episode. You could watch it, I think, on YouTube or somewhere. They're the very first one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
In 65.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
Oh, no. We didn't have any Doug and Jolie this week, right?
No.
No. I'm just trying to think who else. What's going on? Those are just kind of basically the main, you know, main storylines.
It'll be interesting to see if Peacock sees a spike in viewership after the Beau and Hope return, because there are a lot of people
yes.
who are Boat fans that no longer watch, you know, at all.
Yeah,
you know,
they could, I'm sure they brought people back, you know, to watch for now anyway,
mm-hmm,
I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been talking it up, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, but for how long it is, yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know if there's any other – oh, there was a promo out there. Anybody – I don't know if I saw it or – I guess basically it's the same, you know, it's going to be – it's more or less about that storyline, I guess, is coming up this week.
Oh, yeah. You said it was a better one.
Focus
a better
on that.
Promo than last week. Didn't you say something about it was
yeah.
better than last week? So
better, yeah.
As far as how it was done or whatever.
So – I think we'll have that. Because there we didn't have them, like we saw those, like Marlena, Kate, and Kayla, and then for a while, and then, like, they were gone for almost a whole week.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just stopped that storyline.
Don't you guys
you know.
Think, like, they had to stall the story for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody was saying, I think it was Doc was saying, God, you know, for a few weeks, it was just so boring and all. I kind of feel like they had to stop, like, I don't know if maybe they couldn't get it all worked out to have them all show up at the same time for a while. I mean, you know what I mean? It's almost like
yeah.
they had to put
yeah.
filler in for a while.
Might have been run
a little
the
bit
whole,
of filler.
Yeah. Maybe it was like we were seeing like the switch from NBC, the NBC
oh,
shows
that's what
to
it was,
the
Peacock. Peacock. Yeah, NBC,
yeah.
that's what it
I'm
was.
I'm thinking it was
NBC
around that.
Peacock.
It was
because they
be
probably
this
had,
time.
Because they, that's right, that's what it was, because they mm-hmm. they probably had everything written up to the point that the NBC shows it stopped, and they probably didn't have, like, a whole ton of things worked out before it actually started airing,
yeah.
you know. But then
mm-hmm.
again, they write so far in advance. I mean, I guess it goes back to the month before.
I think it's
before,
like up to 6 months again now.
Yeah.
I mean,
five,
probably,
6 months.
Well, so in other words, mm-hmm. it was 6 months before that they were probably
right.
had them in the can and couldn't write past March because they didn't have the renewal or, you know, or something like that. And
yeah.
mm-hmm.
so that's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I kind of feel like maybe they had to do like a little, instead of making this, they had kind of like this big buildup with this whole thing with Kate, Marlena, and Kayla, and then it kind of went womp, womp, womp for a while.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, they're obviously doing a little bit of filler here, trying to buy time while they get, why they ramp up for the big, you know, reveal and all that. So it happens. I mean, you know, when you think of the idea, the magnitude of going for Dave's case, what, 58 years of continued serial drama, where the only time we didn't have it was maybe during the Olympics or something. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
That is something that, you know, I mean, even productions
maybe
like
don't
the Today
keep
Show
going.
Stuff, they might have been on longer, but they don't. They weren't doing a continuing story because they were their news, you know, or whatever news entertainment.
Mostly
but like,
news, yeah.
To have a continuing characters and characters that are on now that were on 58 years ago, and actors that were on 58 years ago.
Yep.
Wasn't Julie? Wasn't Super
Julie?
Days?
Julie.
She was money. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
was
Maggie's
Joe
been
on
a long
the very
time.
Beginning, or did he didn't come on until the '70s, right? Or
who?
Bill Hayes.
Doug. Yeah, Doug. He didn't come on until later.
He come on the
and 70s? Actually, Susan wasn't the original Julie of the very first
no.
show.
Oh.
She wasn't. She wasn't the original.
Oh, I didn't
Julie.
Realize that. Okay. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
I don't know if there's anybody left from the very first show. No, the very the
so.
Premiere the, in November 8th, 1965.
Because
no.
Because
yeah. Maggie
away,
was on,
but,
yeah. She, right. So, yeah.
But, I mean,
really nobody.
To think that there are characters coming back celebrating their 40th anniversary of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted,
years.
They weren't on the whole. I mean, granted, I mean, even Deidre
like
Hall left
Teo,
for a while
yeah.
here and there.
Yeah.
And Teo
mm-hmm.
and all. But the fact that they
yeah.
played a character and continued mm-hmm. with a character or characters, in the case of Teo
right.
and in the case of
yeah.
Deidre.
You know, that
yeah.
you know, that they carry those characters all those years. I mean, when you think about
mm-hmm.
it, that's pretty, I mean, I know we take it for granted because it's our story, it's our show, and of course we've all watched other shows too at different times, but I just think, I really get goosebumps when I think of how much of an accomplishment that is, really. As they
mm-hmm.
were able to still save it in a new format that people can still access easily and maybe more easily. So
yeah.
very cool. Very, very cool. Proud to be a part of it in some small way, as far as
yeah.
the interviewer and doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah. We have been for quite a while, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie, is
you've
it 14 years now? 13, 14?
2009?
Since 2009,
yep.
So it's almost 14 years in August or something, or?
I
yeah,
think so.
Yeah.
What's that? That's amazing.
Yep.
I was thinking something like, when you started a podcast, when you guys started the podcast, because I called in at first, but it wasn't a part of the initial, you know, team. But when you think about it, I mean, when you first started this, having a podcast wasn't what everybody was doing. I mean, you were kind of on the cutting edge of that, really. It was kind of a new thing.
Yeah,
the
there was only,
yeah, now it's all
only,
news and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
there
that?
Was only yeah, there was only a few podcasts like Jamie's Daytime mm-hmm. Confidential and Neville's Buzzworthy, but I think we were the first one to do it live and to take callers. Like,
oh wow. Well,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
saying in the whole like category of podcasts, though, it wasn't like it is today where almost everybody that can, you know, starts a podcast or whatever. You think about it when you started, yeah, it existed, but it was still pretty new in terms of, oh, it's not a radio show, but it's like radio, only it's on your devices, on your computer, and then later on your iPhone and all that, you know, or at that time
mm-hmm.
even, but. So that's pretty cool to see the evolution of that and to see that managed to stay here and be here still and still plugging away. I mean,
yep.
I don't know. I guess I'm getting
yeah.
nostalgic. Maybe it's because both is back.
As long as Days
nostalgic.
Is around, I guess we'll be there, huh, so far.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hey, we
Mabel.
Could still call
yeah.
it, we could still call in and bitch about it. We could be
yeah.
Who would want to listen
exactly.
to that? But, hey, you know, we could still
yeah.
be like, well, I had joked with Miranda that since she was doing the vintage things of like, we need to have, if she would just call in, I don't know if she's listening tonight, but she doesn't like to call in. But, you know, she could have a segment for Vintage Days episodes that she's watching. Like,
yeah.
She just tear that apart or
applauded or whatever, you know, depending on whether it was a good storyline or a bad storyline. But anyway. But yeah.
Oh, we've had some good ones and we've had some really bad ones, so over the years.
Some of them involved elephants in the room.
Yeah,
literally.
It's funny how the really bad ones stick out in your mind.
I will never forget. Yeah, that whole touch my thighs airline, and the dead man in the water heater. Was it the water heater? Something like that. Remember the rapist in the water heater? You know all that. Oh my goodness.
And the worst one I think is the Garden of Eden.
I didn't see that.
I think
part.
That has got to be the worst.
That predated me returning to the show. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
And
yeah.
a lot of people ripped on Melissa one too, but I think it kind of, I think it actually more appeal now. I think maybe now the idea of it is kind of more, like at the time I think people were kind of.
It was different.
Like frustrated because they thought people were getting killed off.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that was
getting
everybody
mad,
was mad
thought,
because of who was getting
killed
off.
Yeah, the character
was
getting killed off.
It's
and
all
then,
the veteran actors, basically, most
so.
Of them. Yeah.
And, you know, I will say, too, when you say veteran actors, I do think it's nice that, remember how we used to bitch about balance all the time and where are the vets and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong or if you think differently, but I don't feel that gripe as much in my mind. I don't feel like they're just constantly doing the younger people or constantly ignoring the people who were legacy characters. I kind of feel like they've integrated the generations enough where I don't know. Do you feel that?
Yeah, they're
I mean,
using them
I think,
more than they used
depending
to.
On, yeah, depending on the writer, the head writer, like it seemed like some were more focused on that than others. I don't know. That's, so, I like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, enough of my trip down nostalgia lane.
Oh, ladies, just
a
heads up. They're planning the nurse's ball on General Hospital, so we might be seeing Wally Thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They're still doing that nurse's ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always fun
to
watch.
I like Niv on there. I like Wally and Lisa Cicero. I can never say
Olivia?
Olivia.
So Wally's still doing both parts, huh? He's still playing. He's still doing Ned. And,
They just don't have. They just don't have Niv on very much. Together, like they'll have him on different episodes, but like seems like they're together dry spells, and then they'll. Have them on for a while, and then, you know. But, you know, in a way, I kind of think it works the way, I mean, you know, I hate it when it's one of my parents, like on days or something, like when I don't see Tony and Anna for a long time, or Kate, or whatever. But I do think they've gone away from that old format of, well, we're sending John and Marlena off and never to be returned, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
It seems like they're doing a lot more of like a sports team rotating storylines and characters in and out a little bit, so you don't quite feel the sting, you know, as much. Like, you don't kind of feel like, oh, we're never going to see them again. And there's very few characters, and some of those characters you really don't want to see again, so you're like, so long, farewell. But, like, I don't know. What do you guys think? I kind of feel like they do a story arc, but then, so they might backburner, but it's not quite as painful as it used to be. I mean, we used to have Kate Drought. We'd call him Kate Drought. We would see her for, like, weeks, and then I hated that. But I kind of like how they – I mean, like, with Tony and Anna, even though, of course, I would love to see them every friggin' day, and I think they should be on 3 times a week at least.
Yep.
And have an actual storyline and all that. I love
their own storyline.
Yeah.
But they prop a lot of people.
I mean, they have had some.
But they're good when they are on.
Yeah.
I mean – there's a reason for them.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
They're great.
And it's,
same with Kate.
Yeah, it's
they
kind
always
of like
add more.
Yeah. And
it's greater,
like everyone
when
gets excited
on,
when they pop
the
in
park,
and out.
It's that old saying that the big picture, what is it? What's that saying about the part, it's greater than the parts or whatever. Like, they always, I always feel like Lauren Coslow, Leanne, Sunley and Teo Penglis, all three of them are the type of actors that, and the characters that they play,
even if they're on for a little
when
bit,
they're
you
injected
their
into a story,
line, or even if they just have a few lines in something, they always make the sum is greater than the parts. Is that the same?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway. So I like that at least it's not like, oh my gosh, we're never going to see Teo and Leanne again or whatever. I like it more that they're not they're not in Tanzania permanently or whatever, or wherever it's far away where they don't have planes or whatever, you know, something like some remote place that they can't come back for weddings and funerals or whatever. I like that, you know, we know they're around. We know they're there, kind of like Doug and Julie. And then they've used Doug and Julie a lot in a lot of stories, and I love them. So,
lately,
you know.
Yeah.
So at various times, you know, even like when Julie had the heart thing and Gabby was, you know, all that. I mean, when you think about it, they've been pretty involved with, especially Julie, with a lot of things.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. As I think about it and reflect, there are things I don't like about the direction of the show in terms of these threesomes and all that crap.
Yeah. And one time Teo and Leanne would be back. At one time, I'm like,
right,
oh my god!
Right. Remember
you
we
know. Lobbied, and then Leanne came back.
Especially you guys, but like the lobbying that was done, and I remember doing campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
back in the day,
I remember
we did a lot of campaigns.
I remember Amal and I were trying to do like a campaign to get Stefano and Kate in a bedroom scene, or at least like where they're in the bedroom as a couple. Like, they didn't have to be like rolling around or anything, but just. And I think we, like, made this big
just
Best
sitting in bed
and
together,
Beyond,
right?
Big Best Bath and Beyond ripoff coupon sent out as a campaign. So, I mean, we were, you know, back in the day, it was pretty creative how people would try to. You guys were great with the with the ones you did. So,
we had some good
ones. Now we have social media where we can just bitch about
it. Well, there was no social, There was no Twitter, no Facebook, nothing like that. There was different, like, chat rooms.
It was like,
you know,
I wonder if they're reading.
Like
I wonder if they're reading the Teo thread at Sony.
Oh, Teo's thread. Yeah,
he was. Of course he
was. Yes, he was.
But we really didn't know because had no way to reach them, or you know.
Yeah.
So.
And he used to say, "You girls are hilarious."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was funny. But oh no. So, yeah, it was funny how, like, back then they would read, but they wouldn't interact with the fans, or they wouldn't respond or do anything. But now they do. I mean, now they're all over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Like,
back then it
would
have been
one-on-one with fans.
It was almost like they were, and I'm not saying any one actor or actress felt this way, but it was almost taboo, like, well, they're separate from us, at another level or whatever. And I'm not saying But social media brought that wall down, and it became a great marketing tool for the shows and for the actors themselves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and also a way for them to get some feedback on the show because they're not in front of a live audience. And I've always heard that that's why actors like to do plays, because they get that automatic feedback of knowing that the audience liked it or didn't like it, or, you know, or how they, you know, felt about it. So, so it gives people more of a, you know, and I mean, like, who would have ever thought back when Lauren was on the farm and everything on the ranch, like, who would have ever pictured Kate, like, you know, in a chicken coop? You know what I mean? How cool? I mean, like, it makes them more, makes them more human when you see their real lives sometimes or what they share of that, you know?
They're just people like us.
Yeah. I mean, well, they're, you know, they've got gifts, definitely, but we've all got gifts.
Yeah.
It's just nice. I don't know. I like that. I mean, there's some downside to it for sure, but. I think it's definitely changed things for sure. All right. Well,
Does anybody have, I was just going to say, if anybody, you know, any Teo fans out there, or Maurice Bernard has a YouTube like show or whatever, it's called State of Mind. He interviews people. He'll be, he's downloaded. Yeah. He's interviewed Teo, and it's on tomorrow at 10 Pacific, which would be 1 p.m. Eastern. So,
cool.
It's already pre-recorded,
and
he's just dropping it like tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yes. He's already done the interview with Teo, but it's he does different ones. Yeah, they talk. So that's coming up. So
thank you. Oh, that'll be cool.
And it's on his YouTube channel. So
State of Mind.
But that's And yeah, you could go and watch it anytime, but it just, you know,
yeah.
The first
no, I said
time
state
comes
of
tomorrow.
Mind is state of mind is
Maurice's state of mind.
Site, right? Or his
it's Maurice's site. Yeah, his YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he talks. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Anyway.
Cool. Thank
you. He does a lot of different, you know, people, so. But it's Teo on Sunday.
Nice.
Just get out there. All right.
All right.
Okay. I guess that's it.
Yeah, I hope you get the feeling. I hope everybody gets feeling better and that you're recovering from your situation.
Yep.
So, good deal.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you guys next week.
All right.
See you.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.